Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Election Commission says no re-poll recommended in any polling station in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu where voting was held on Thursday. Centre raises wheat procurement target at MSP to support farmers hit by unseasonal rains. RBI cancels banking license of Paytm Payments Bank. US imposes sanctions on China-based oil refinery, shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi reaches Islamabad, reviving hopes for a second round of talks with US to end war in West Asia. And in women's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg tonight. The Election Commission has said no re-poll has been recommended in any of the 44,376 polling stations in West Bengal where voting was held during the first phase on Thursday, indicating largely peaceful conduct of the exercise. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booth. The Commission said standard scrutiny mechanisms, including inputs from observers and field reports, were carefully reviewed before arriving at the decision. The first phase of polling in the state covered 152 constituencies across 16 districts. Achieving a record 92.72% of voter turnout amid the deployment of central forces and micro-observers to ensure free and fair elections. The second phase of polling in the state is scheduled to take place on the 29th of April. Election Commission has said no re-poll has been recommended in any of the 75,064 polling stations across Tamil Nadu where voting was held on Thursday. The polling process passed off without any incident that would warrant reconducting voting in any constituency. The absence of re-poll requests suggests that polling staff were able to manage the process smoothly across urban and rural segments alike. Tamil Nadu witnessed a high-voltage electoral contest on Thursday as polling for all 234 assembly constituencies concluded with a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%, reflecting strong public participation in one of the state's most closely watched elections in recent years. Voter awareness campaigns by the Election Commission and the participation of over 14 lakh first-time voters helped register a record polling turnout in the state. This was also the first election held after the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The Commission expressed gratitude to voters across the state and thanked polling officials, security personnel and volunteers for ensuring a smooth, free and fair process. Delegations from several countries, including Bhutan, Egypt, Mauritius and Moldova, visited polling stations in Tamil Nadu and praised the conduct of the polls. High Commissioner of Mauritius, Sheila Bai Bapu, said, "India is demonstrating to the world the practices, procedures and experience of conducting elections, exemplifying democracy by taking the vote closer to every voter."
There is a big housing state where so many people are living, and they can cast their vote at the very place where they are, because the Electoral Commission and all the experts have put up everything ready where he comes or she comes and casts his vote without having to go elsewhere.
A delegate from Indonesia, Ni Made Mahatma Devi, described the International Election Visitors Program as a great opportunity to understand the Indian electoral system.
This IFEP 2026, it is a great program because it's a great chance for us, the foreigner, to understand well about how the election in India it's happened. It has several things similar with our country, but it also have differences, which is we can also learn about that.
In West Bengal, campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Voting for the second phase is scheduled to take place on the 29th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad Tarun Sangha Ground in Jamalpur, Purba Bordhuman, and at Shampur in Howrah. He will also take part in a roadshow in Howrah. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also hold poll rally in the state. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will lead a Vijay Sankalp Yatra at Baje Pratappur in Purba Bordhuman. On the other hand, Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will hold rallies in Shrirampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata, and in Metia Bridge today. Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee will address rallies in Bashirhat and Canning West, followed by a roadshow in Bali in support of party candidates. In our series of constituency profiles today, we take a look at Monteshwar Assembly constituency in Purba Bordhuman district of West Bengal.
The incumbent MLA is Siddiqullah Chowdhury from Trinamool Congress. Total of 8 candidates, including 2 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Shoikat Paja in this seat, while Trinamool Congress fielded Siddiqullah Chowdhury again. CPIM candidate is Anupam Ghosh, while Congress fielded Jyotirmoy Mondol. Total electors in Monteshwar Assembly as on the last date of nomination are nearly 2,17,000. All the political parties canvassing widely in this constituency. East Bordhuman's potato farmers are not getting prices for their produce. BJP alleged that ruling Trinamool Congress's embargo to export potatoes to other states is the main reason. Trinamool Congress said government purchasing potatoes from the farmers to alleviate the distress. Left and Congress blame the ruling parties in the government for the distress of the potato farmers. Apart from these, issues like infiltration, unemployment, women's security have been highlighted by the opposition parties. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The Election Commission has ordered the immediate suspension of 5 police officers in West Bengal for alleged misconduct and failure to maintain neutrality during the ongoing assembly elections. Those suspended include additional SP of Diamond Harbour, Sandeep Garai, Sub-Divisional Police Officer, SDPO, Sajal Mondal, Inspector in Charge of Diamond Harbour Police Station, Mausam Chakraborty, Inspector in Charge of Palta Police Station, Ajay Bagh, and Officer in Charge of Usti Police Station, Shubhecha Bagh. Departmental proceedings have also been initiated against them. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The central government has increased its wheat procurement target at the minimum support price MSP by 15% to 34.5 million tonnes for the current season, up from the earlier plan of 30 million tonnes. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said the decision aims to support farmers whose crops have been damaged due to unseasonal rains. Speaking at an event in New Delhi to release the annual wheat survey of the Roller Flour Mills Federation of India, Mr. Chopra said state-wise procurement targets have also been revised upward. The Food Secretary has said that wheat procurement quality norms in major producing states, including Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, have been relaxed to enable higher purchases from farmers affected by unseasonal rains that damaged crops. Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the banking license of Paytm Payments Bank. In a statement, RBI said the bank is prohibited to conduct any business from immediate effect. The Apex Bank has, however, clarified that Paytm Payments Bank has enough liquidity to repay its entire deposit liability upon winding up operations. The RBI further informed that the action follows its orders of March 2022, wherein the bank was directed to stop onboarding of new customers, followed by additional business restrictions imposed in early 2024. The United States has imposed economic sanctions on a major China-based oil refinery and around 40 shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. The move, announced last night, follows a broader warning that secondary sanctions would target entities doing business with Iran. Among the entities targeted is Hengli Petrochemicals Refinery in Dalian, one of China's largest independent facilities with a capacity of about 4 lakh barrels per day. The U.S. Treasury said the refinery had been receiving Iranian crude since 2023 and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for Iran's military. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Islamabad in Pakistan late last night with a senior delegation, signalling renewed diplomatic efforts to revive stalled negotiations between Tehran and Washington to end the war in West Asia. More from our correspondent.
The Iranian delegation includes spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry, Ismail Bakai. Mr. Bakai, in a social media post, clarified that no meeting is planned between Iran and the United States, adding that Tehran's views and concerns would instead be conveyed to Washington through Pakistan. The United States is also preparing diplomatic outreach, with U.S. special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner expected to arrive in Islamabad for discussions. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed the development, stating that talks would be conducted directly. She added that Vice President J.D. Vance would remain engaged from Washington, coordinating with Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the National Security Team. U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday that Iran is preparing to make an offer aimed at meeting U.S. demands as peace talks are expected to resume in Pakistan. The U.S. President further stated that the American military will continue its blockade of Iranian ports until a deal is reached. This is Ashish Abraham for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In women's cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg tonight. The match will begin at 9:30 p.m. The series has been completely dominated by the hosts so far, with South Africa taking an unassailable 3-0 lead. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Aam Aadmi Party MPs led by Raghav Chadha switching to BJP is top news in many dailies today. Hindustan Times terms it as upheaval, while both the Statesman and the Tribune have called it apocalypse. In a stunning political development that effectively gutted the Arvind Kejriwal-led Aam Aadmi Party in the Rajya Sabha, 7 of its 10 MPs joined the BJP, invoking the constitutional provision that treats a two-thirds breakaway as a merger rather than a split, writes the Statesman. In its editorial piece titled Choke Points and the Price of Passage, the Indian Express argues that recent moves to weaponize or monetize vital maritime choke points such as the Strait of Hormuz and the Strait of Malacca threaten the principle of free navigation on which global trade depends. It notes that international law under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea guarantees transit passage through such straits, but warns that in times of conflict, power can override legal norms. The editorial concludes that given its heavy dependence on these sea routes, India should take a leading role in upholding the law of the sea and ensuring that choke points do not become tools of coercion. The Supreme Court has observed that no court can force a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will, while allowing a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, writes the Pioneer. At least 1 in 4 smartphones made in India is now produced by the domestic contract manufacturers, reports the Times of India. And finally, the Indian Express quotes a new study that warns that by 2085, over a third of wildlife habitats on land could suffer multiple types of climate-driven extreme weather events like heat waves, wildfires and floods. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission says no re-poll recommended in any polling station in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu where voting was held on Thursday. Centre raises wheat procurement target at MSP to support farmers hit by unseasonal rains. RBI cancels banking licence of Paytm Payments Bank. US imposes sanctions on China-based oil refinery, shipping companies and tankers involved in transporting Iranian oil. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi reaches Islamabad, reviving hopes for a second round of talks with the US to end war in West Asia. And in women's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg tonight. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.